I'm so intrigued by this thing I'm reading about. It's called a dopamine fast. Okay, so I'm very interested in it. So the neurochemical dopamine is one of the feel-good chemicals. It brings on feelings of pleasure, motivation, quickly followed by the come-down, which keeps us motivated. You know, this was maybe part of it, our brain's evolution to help us seeking out things like food. Like you go get food, you get, you know, your sugar or whatever you need, and your brain feels really good. And then, of course, you have to go seek it out again. So in modern life, though, and we were just talking about this the other day when we were talking about putting our phones down in the classroom and that idea. Yeah. We live in a world of abundance rather than scarcity. And our brains weren't really evolved for that. We got like a fire hose of dopamine out here. We got sugar everywhere we want. We got social media, which is designed like gambling to keep us coming back for these little rewards, these little hits. Shopping, alcohol, any number of dopamine triggering stimuli are so easily available. So almost every behavior that we have has become drugified, even our entertainment. And when we're repeatedly exposed to that over and over again, we need more and more to feel normal or to not be in pain. It's called a dopamine deficit state. And the cycle leads us to where we can have depression, anxiety, irritability, insomnia, when we're not getting these stimulus, all these rewards, and we can't take pleasure in more modest rewards. So this is about breaking that cycle and restoring balance. I'm so into it. So the dopamine fast, some people do it for a portion of their day.
Okay.
If you really wanted to feel the effects, you would do this for 30 days, as much as you could. 2 weeks, you will really start seeing a big difference. So you take a break from whatever it is you rely on for pleasure, social media, sugar, video games, booze, anything like that, really. And you probably will feel worse, anxious, all those things before you start feeling better. But after 2 weeks, you will start to restore some kind of natural balance, and you'll be able to enjoy more modest rewards, like one scoop of ice cream or one episode of a TV show. one of the easiest ways to help yourself, if you want to do this, is to place obstacles between you and your addictive behaviors. Like if it's your phone and you find yourself just looking at it constantly. What was it? It was like 100 something times a day that people are checking their phones?
Yeah, 100 something times a day.
Maybe put it out of reach for a while. Mm-hmm. If it's the TV and you find yourself spending hours a day just watching TV for no reason, maybe turn it off and put the remote up so that it's more difficult to access. We also have to be honest with ourselves. If we tell ourselves stories that aren't true, we repeat our mistakes. So look at your behavior and be like, is this something that I'm doing? You know, and if we can be honest about our flaws and what our problems are, the things that we want to work on, we can navigate the future a little bit differently. It also gives us the opportunity to replace those behaviors with something good for us, like sitting or walking outside instead of scrolling on our phones. And after this break, you should feel better. When we do that, we're resetting reward pathways, and ultimately we'll be a lot happier. It's simple, but it's not easy. But it's well worth
it. It's not easy. I'll tell you one thing I've been working on.
What?
I'm glad you brought this up today.
Yeah?
When I get home in the evening time,
yeah.
I always thought, you know, being a manager and having to be on call all the time, that I had to have a phone right with me.
Yeah.
But what I've been working on is that when we're eating dinner, I leave my phone in the bedroom. I don't bring it with me, because I know if I bring it into the dining room, I'm going to continue looking at it. You know, I'm going to scroll. I'm going to do things. And so we have tried as a family to lay our phones down so we can have that conversation like we had back in the day. You know, how was your day? What are things we need to talk about, you know, and enjoy and laugh instead of all of us having our head down and looking at the phone. So that's just one thing I'm working on.
Yeah. Well, for me, for a while I was playing, I can get really into video games, honestly. And, and you know, you just want to get a little bit further, whatever. Yeah. So I put down my little Wii. I stopped playing that for a little bit. And I just make it when I want to do that. Yeah. Instead, when I get home, instead of doing that, like we've been leaving the house. Like, let's go do something. Yeah. Let me get the kids out here. Let's go do stuff. So this is just an idea for anybody that wants to examine their behavior. If there's something you want to change, if there's something you think you might be leaning on a little too much, maybe take a little break from it and see how it goes for you. Now, it's probably not going to be fun at first.
No.
And a reminder, if you are addicted to something like drugs or alcohol, you do need a professional with that. Don't go cold turkey.
No,
you
can, no.
You can have deadly effects from that.
Yeah.
But if anybody, you know, if that's just part of your weekend or something, maybe take a break. See if we can find healthy ways to do things and to get that dopamine back on track.